You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and with us in the studio this week is Rebecca Kilner from the University of Cambridge, and we're talking all about birds, and in particular about cuckoos and all the terrible things, well, I think very clever things that they get up to steal the childcare from other birds. And we've actually had one birdie question in here, which we're going to throw Becky's way, which is from Jessica, and she wants to know, why do some birds mate for life? And she describes how she doesn't really see what the advantage of there if for pairs of birds to stay together rather than going off and having lots of different mates. What do you think about that, Becky?
Well, she's quite right to highlight that we don't really understand why there might be an advantage, because I don't think we do. I don't think there's a consensus in the scientific literature on this. But there are a couple of good ideas. And the general theme is that if it takes two to rear babies effectively, then you stick together with the one that you already know. So that might be the case, for example, if nest sites are in short supply and it takes two of you to defend the site, then it's better to stick with the teammate that you've got than to change for the next season. Similarly, if you're feeding your chicks on complex food that is hard to forage for, it's better to stick with an experienced bird than to try your luck with a potentially naive individual.
I mean, presumably, yeah, there must just be some advantage, otherwise we wouldn't see that actually happening. And it happens in some birds, but not in all.